Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from Macabre this week, a series of 9 episodes produced by the Armed Forces Radio Services Far East Network in Tokyo. The series aired from November of 1961 to January of 1962. We'll hear the 3rd episode from November 27th, 1961, Man in the Mirror.
He lives in a spectrum of the universe. When he ventures beyond this limit, he is in the unknown, a realm where strange forces are brought into play. When man attempts to misuse these forces, he is sometimes destroyed. This is Macabre. Far East Network presents, in special performance, Macabre. Tonight's story, The Man in the Mirror.
Only 2 lanes here. Why can't they make their repairs on off hours? No, got a blast away during rush hour traffic. What's the matter with that guy ahead? How come he's slowing down? That'll teach him. Boy, I'm tired. Hard day at the office. Peg's got a hot supper waiting at home. I'd like to get there sometime today. That guy ahead didn't pay any attention to me at all. Come on, Buster, speed it up. 36, I want to get home. Okay, I'll pass you then. My 4-barrel car will leave you a nothing flat, buddy. How's that for speed, eh? Hey, truck. I can see it coming. Let me get back in on collision. Oh, no, no, can't get away!
Get a cut and catch, Joe.
Hold that crowd, boys. We need
room
to
work. Back now. Move on.
You see him, Jerry?
So much blood. But I think he's bent over the steering wheel down there.
Shine that light where you mean.
Good. See him now?
Move your light up just a bit.
Like this?
Yeah. Hold it there. Good Lord.
What's wrong, man?
I hope you've got a strong stomach, pal.
What's eating you?
Look down there, where his face should be.
I don't see it at all.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Another chance to save this one, nurse.
Careful, you may be conscious, doctor.
I doubt it. Another minute or two, and it'll be all over. Sponge the blood, please.
He's bleeding too fast.
Yes, poor fellow. Even if he lived, he couldn't get through life like this.
Doctor, respiration irregular.
It won't be long, I'm afraid. Scalpel.
I can hear every word they're saying. I can't move. I'm paralyzed.
Scissors.
The accident. The truck. I know what happened.
Sponge.
Almost nothing left of my head. Don't give up, Doc. Try to save me.
He was dead.
Respiration shallow.
Partly with the effort. Nothing can save this man.
Please, Doc, don't quit. I know you can't hear me, but please try. Help me, Doc. Don't shake your head. I'm not homeless. I want to live.
Doctor?
Yes?
Respiration stopped.
I see.
Don't give up. I want to live. I don't want to die.
Are you going to open his chest, Doctor?
Heart massage.
Yes.
Absolutely hopeless. There isn't a chance.
He may take another breath in a moment.
Another breath? Yes. Yes, I will. Don't give up. You'll see. I hope. Breathe!
You'd better wash up, nurse.
Oh, don't leave!
A breath, Doctor.
Spasmodic. Probably his last.
I'm still alive, Doc. Try to save me. Help me, for God's sake!
Stethoscope.
Please don't let me die. I'm afraid. Why did I have to pass that car? I'd give anything to live it over again. Anything. Can someone help me? Oh, God. Oh.
Perhaps I can, John Randall.
Who call my name?
It was I, John Randall.
You're not the doctor.
Indeed, I'm not. Did I hear you say you would give anything not to die?
Yes, yes, anything.
I thought so. John Randall, I'll save your life for a price.
Anything you
say. Let me finish. I can turn back the clock, return you to the freeway before the accident. It will be as if nothing had happened at all.
But that's impossible.
You haven't much choice, John.
It's crazy. How can you expect me to believe a thing like that?
Is he dead, Doctor?
I'll know in a moment, nurse.
You have no time to argue. Decide quickly. When you die, you'll be beyond my reach.
Oh, I'm sinking, growing weaker and smaller.
You're dying. Decide.
Well, it's a bargain.
Good. In just a moment, it'll be 1 hour ago. You'll be on the freeway driving home in your car. But remember, John Randall, I'll be back 1 week from tonight to settle.
Where will I find you?
In the mirror. Just look for me in your bedroom mirror. Goodbye, John. Don't forget our little agreement.
Why can't they make their repairs on off hours? No, gotta blast away during rush hour traffic. What's the matter with that guy ahead? How come he's slowing down? Damn it, Jim. Hey, just had one of those familiar feelings. As if this had happened before. Strange. Now it's gone. Seems I almost remembered something unpleasant. It's not to pass that car up ahead. I don't think I'd better. Wonder why. Can't remember. Way. Truck. Accident. That's it. I was killed in a collision. Yeah. Can't be. Couldn't have happened. I wouldn't be sitting here driving home. I dozed off for a minute, I guess. Yeah. Dreamed it. Sure. No other explanation. What a relief. I gotta get home. Peg's having steak for supper. and she's one wife who expects a husband to be on time.
My, you were hungry tonight, John. You ate like a condemned man at his last meal.
Hey.
Oh, I startled you, darling. Why so deep and quiet?
Nothing. Just thinking.
John, I honestly believe you've been working too hard, especially since you fell asleep driving home today. Oh, let's take a week off together and run down to Mother's.
A week?
Yes, dear. We haven't vacationed in 2 years, not since we were married. Mother says we can have the cottage on the lake.
You called your mother?
Just before you came home. Please, John. She wants us to come down. It's really a very nice lake. And you know how you like to fish.
I don't think the office can spare me.
Ask them.
It takes time. We need plans. I can't just pick up and leave my job anytime I want.
Say yes, darling. It'll be our second honeymoon. And I don't see much of you anymore.
Ah, Peg. What would I do without you?
Oh, not too well, I hope. Darling, I love you.
Come here.
Tell you what. Call that old law firm you slave for and tell them not to expect you back for a week.
What, Peg? I...
John! This bruise. Did you hurt your forehead?
Sore. Don't touch it.
How'd it happen?
I don't know. I probably banged it and I fell asleep driving home.
That settles it. I'll call Mother in the morning and tell her to expect us. You need more rest, darling. Why, one of these days you may be killed driving home in all that traffic. Read the paper now while I clear away the dishes.
All right, Peg. I am overworking. That blackout on the freeway today. Not like me. This head bruise. I've never had an hallucination in my life. I won't start now. I'll check this thing out.
City Hospital. This is the city hospital. May I help you?
Yes. Would you check to see if a man hurt in a collision died there this afternoon?
What was his name, please?
Randall. John Randall.
Thank you. Just a moment.
This is ridiculous, asking about my own death. I must be crazy. I've got to know. To be sure. Couldn't have happened. It's all so real.
Hello?
Yes. Did you find it?
Emergency has no record of a John Randall, accident victim.
No record? You haven't made a mistake?
No. Who's calling, please?
Who's calling? Lady, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
What's the matter?
Can't sleep. It's too hot, I guess.
It's nearly 5. Time to get up soon. Want some hot coffee?
Maybe I'll drop off for a nap.
You haven't slept all night?
I don't think so.
John, something must be wrong. You always sleep like a log.
Don't get excited now, Peg.
Shall I call the doctor? You know you've been working too hard.
No, I'm fine. Will you keep quiet so I can try to get some rest, though?
Oh, all right. You haven't said a thing about going to Mother's.
Peg, I'm dead tired now. Shut up, will you?
John, what's that on your forehead?
No tricks, young lady. Now turn over and keep quiet.
Darling, wait. I'll turn on the light. John! It's blood!
What?
Your forehead, it's bleeding.
No, Peg. No, it didn't happen. I imagined the whole thing. Accident, really? Didn't happen.
Accident? John, you lie right there. I'll call Dr. Shane.
Don't, Peg.
You must have cut a vein. Look at your pillow. You've been bleeding all night.
I've examined you thoroughly, John. I can't find a thing really wrong. But we may have to go to my office for further tests.
How do you explain the blood, Doc?
I don't. There's no evidence of a wound at all.
Where'd all this blood come from?
That presents a puzzle. Of course, we're not really certain it's really your own blood. We'll have to make tests. In the meantime, why don't you tell me the truth?
What are you talking about?
John, I've been your family doctor for many years. You're as healthy as they come. Now you hint of some accident that never happened. You complain of a soreness in the region of the forehead. And all this blood from some imaginary wound. Now, really, what do you expect me to think?
Doc, you think I'm crazy.
I didn't say that.
You don't have to.
There's more to this than meets the eye.
The understatement of the year?
Ah, put yourself in my place. What would you say?
Send me to the hospital, I guess.
That's more like it. Now tell me what really happened. Start with the blood.
I can't answer that.
If you want me to help, you'll have to tell the truth.
I'm trying to, Doctor.
It couldn't possibly have come from you.
But I...
There isn't a mark on your body. Who do you think you're kidding?
Impossible. Doc, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Yeah. Give it a try. I might.
Maybe I should have died on that operating table.
What?
All right. I'll tell you. You'll think I'm nuts, but so help me, it's the truth. All started yesterday, and I was driving home on the freeway. I thought I had an accident.
What do you mean, thought? Aren't you certain?
Let me finish, Doc. I hit this truck. They rushed me to the hospital. I was dying. Face torn off, blood everywhere. And then, just before I died, a voice called to me. Knew my name and everything. He said he would save me for a price. I had to agree.
What did he ask?
Didn't say. Just said he'd be back in a week to settle.
Where are you supposed to meet this man?
That's the funniest part. He said to look in my bedroom mirror, and he'd be there.
Then what?
Found myself back on the freeway, said nothing had happened. I got home, I checked the hospital. They had no record of an accident victim of my name.
I could have told you that.
What do you think, Doc? I'm not trying to fool a fast one. I'm scared.
You blacked out for a moment while on the freeway, fatigued from overwork. I've ruled out the possibility of a small stroke. Recovery was too rapid.
Blacked out?
Fatigue acts in strange ways, John. Sometimes makes it difficult to separate fantasy from reality. You've pushed yourself to the breaking point. You'll have to be careful.
You don't believe it happened?
Yes, it certainly did. But only in your mind.
Sounds reasonable. What about my forehead? It's pretty sore.
Probably sympathetic.
That leaves the blood.
If it weren't for that, I'd dismiss you right now with just a warning to slow down. I'm taking a sample of it back to the office with me. I want you to come along.
What about Peg?
Leave her home. We'll call her later. There's something here I don't quite understand.
Hello?
Mrs. Randall?
Yes?
This is Dr. Shane.
Oh, how is John? What did you find out?
That's what I want to talk to you about. He's in the other room. He can't hear us.
Is it serious?
The blood on the pillow matches. It's his, all right. But I can't figure out where it came from. He checks normal in every way, with one exception.
Oh?
The results of the EEG test show a brainwave irregularity. Now, it would seem that John received a hard blow on the head. However, I can find no physical evidence to verify this.
What does it mean, Doctor?
Hard to tell at this point. I think he's nervously exhausted from overwork, practically in a state of shock from this nightmare of a freeway accident. That's pure fantasy. You must help him overcome it, Mrs. Randall.
My mother wants us to visit her for a week on the lake.
Splendid. By all means, go and make John rest.
Do you think he'll be able to leave today?
The sooner the better. And Mrs. Randall?
Yes, Doctor?
Your husband has a fixation about some man in a mirror. It's a dangerous thing. It might grow. Try to convince him it never happened.
Oh, darling, we'll have so much fun.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Mother's given us the house on the lake where we can be all alone together.
Second honeymoon, Peg.
And we'll forget that thing on the freeway.
We'll forget it.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Oh, John, I'm so glad you're sensible about it.
Kiss?
Mm.
I love you, Peg.
Oh, I brought the tennis rackets.
She talks about tennis at a time like this.
Oh, let's hurry, darling.
Sure, Peg. We deserve one last good time together.
How about some more eggs?
No, thanks. Coffee would be nice, though.
Coming up. Oh, this country air is wonderful. 5 whole days of fishing, tennis, dancing, and fun.
Pass the donuts, Peg.
Yes, my lord master.
But you're pretty well trained. We'll have to relax like this more often.
Oh, darling, it's so good to see you laugh. We can't let you get down like that again, can we?
I wasn't so bad.
They'll miss you at that old law firm. John, if they don't make you a full partner, you're not going back.
Well, what'll we do today?
Oh, it's beautiful this morning. I know. Take me to the village to shop.
Okay. I get my coat, and off we go.
Honey, haven't you forgotten something?
What?
Mr. Randall, do you realize that in the 5 days we've been here, you haven't shaved once?
I know, Peg.
Well, look at yourself, dear. You'll have to before we go shopping. Here, take my compact and see how you look in the mirror.
No!
John! You've ruined it. You deliberately threw it on the floor.
I'm sorry. Really, Peg.
But why? Oh, John, you didn't want to look in the mirror.
Peg.
Oh, what a fool I've been. You're not getting over it. It's growing worse.
Don't cry, darling. I'm trying.
You believe that man is real, don't you?
I don't want to, Peg. I don't want to.
Dr. Shane warned me about this. He said it's up to you, John. You have to make up your own mind. It's only fantasy. Or you might spend the rest of your life in that other world.
That bad?
Yes, darling. Please, please try.
It's like telling my right hand my left one doesn't exist.
Oh, you've got to try.
All right, I'll try.
Dr. Shane said if you give in, they'll have to take you away. John, are you feeling all right? Darling, why don't you answer? It's not daylight yet. He's not in bed. Where is he? John! John!
Shh! I'm here, by the window.
What's the matter, darling? Don't you feel well?
Quiet. Look out there. Can you see anything?
Just the lake, the moon, and the trees on the other side.
Shh! Listen. There is something out there.
Maybe a dog.
No. Dogs aren't that large.
What did you see?
I can't be sure. When I woke up, a shadow was at this window.
My poor darling.
Don't pity me, Peg.
Dr. Shane said fixations with a time limit usually leave after the limit has passed.
Shh. Be quiet.
There's nothing out there. Now come back to bed. This is the 7th and last day, darling. That man's not coming back. Because he never existed in the first place. Please, John, you just have to get by today, and then you'll be free. It's so peaceful on the porch here by the lake. What's the time?
Almost 7. Time's passed. We're safe.
John, I'm proud of you. You won, darling. You stood your ground and won.
Yeah, really a sweat, eh?
It's just had to end this way. No one believes in witches and phantoms anymore. We're too scientific.
Yeah, I can think clearly for the first time in a week, now that it's over.
Oh, we have this wonderful lake all to ourselves tonight. Mother went to the village, and no one for miles around. Isn't it romantic?
Thanks for standing by me.
Is that a proposal, sir?
Darling. What'd you like to do this evening?
Walk around the lake?
Hey, not bad. Hold on while I get some cigarettes in the bedroom.
All right.
Hurry, Peg!
Oh, no. I didn't cut an artery. It's the devil's work. He's here. You don't have to hide. I know you're here.
My, my. Quite messy.
You did come back. Where are you?
In due time, friend. You didn't expect me to forget our appointment, did you?
I'm bleeding to death. You haven't helped me a bit.
You were badly mashed up. Difficult to remove all the traces.
What is it you want?
Merely as a timekeeper. To say, time's up.
Dr. Shane says you're a figment of my imagination.
So?
You're not real.
And how do you know Dr. Shane is real?
Because I can see him and talk to him.
Can you not talk to me?
I've never seen you.
Look into that mirror.
Oh.
Look!
God, why?
You're a strange lot. You deny the existence of other worlds because you cannot see them. Have you ever seen a thought in your head? Of course not. Does that make it less real?
I don't owe you a thing.
Your agreement was for 1 week of life. That has been fulfilled. You should have followed your destiny and died in the accident. But you chose another path and bargained with me.
My life is over.
Will you join me in the mirror?
Mrs. Randall, I'm the coroner. You know, of course, your husband's dead. Don't see how he could have had such a terrible accident in a bedroom. Main point I can't figure, though, is why you didn't call me sooner. Mr. Randall's been dead a week.
Just heard Macabre, a special Far East Network presentation. In our cast were John Buey as the man in the mirror, Mitzi Hennessy as Peg, William Verdier as John, Walt Sheldon as Dr. Shane, Carolyn Johnston, and Milton Radmilovich. Technical supervision was by Airman Larry Clemens and Air Force Sergeant Bob Eddy. This is Air Force Sergeant Al LePage speaking. Macabre was written and directed by William Verdier. Macabre comes to you each week at this time through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
That's the horror for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back next Saturday for more. In between now and then, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. More from the series you heard today, more horror, and a variety of other types of radio shows. There's also a link there to the Shoutcast stream and our donate button if you'd like to help support Relic Radio. Thanks to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.